Welcome to Voices Carry Live. My name is Randy Scott. You are joining me here in studio, broadcasting live from the beautiful village of Cary, Illinois. It is just coming up on 8 o'clock on Thursday, February 6th. Welcome. If it's your first time visiting me here in the studio, talking alone in a camera to you at home, this is your megaphone. This is your microphone. It's an independent venture of mine to try to bridge the gap between social media and talking with your neighbor. And that's what we're doing here. We have some fun. We look at, we keep things lighthearted, but that doesn't mean necessarily not getting into the issues, because that's what needs to happen is talking. Talking is good. Storytelling is good. Talking with your neighbor, as I always say. So welcome to all of you. And I changed the intro song for this episode, and I forgot to take out the Happy New Year, but Happy New Year to you anyway. Even if you haven't, if I haven't had a chance to tell you, now I have officially told you Happy New Year. There was a few, you'll find out why I changed the intro song for this episode, but I wanted to just touch on a few little things. It's going to be a quick show. I wanted to show you a business that recently closed. They came in, it was called Tangie's Kitchen, and they had, it was, soul food. It was barbecue. It was really good. I was driving by and I saw them taking this sign down. This was, quite a few months ago. And, it was, kind of disheartening. I didn't see, you know, on our platforms that we have for the community officially, what is it really official, but like officially we have platforms, we have signage, we have the ability, we have the technology to lift up everybody, and we don't utilize it. I knew the owner. I supported this business, and they got put through the ringer a little bit in the initial phases, in opening. And then the liquor store has recently come in down the street, and we wish them well as well. But they were given some sort of facade improvement grant, which is $10,000 to improve your facade. And I think not everybody knows about that. And it seems like it goes to, we just need to make everybody aware of resources, and we need to make everybody feel welcome. And we need to make resources available to where, like, hey, you know, even if, like, the chamber does a great, great job in the community, but it's pay to play. So I think there's possibility to do good by raising the tide for all ships, and leveraging whatever powers you have officially, you know, to help all businesses, even if they don't sell liquor, or video gaming, you know, even if it's anything. So we need to shout it from the rooftops as a collective. I think we can do that a little bit better. It was sad to see that sign taken down. What else? Oh, you know, I was on Google Maps the other day, and I saw this. I think there's a word for it, but I'll travel down, and I'll immediately, I'm able to notice anything different. And it might be, I view it as a blessing. Some people might diagnose it, but I view it as a blessing, and I don't want to get rid of it. Being a village, it means being part of a community and being vigilant. So I notice tagging, and I notice, like, if it's harmless teenagers trying to be taggers, or if it's the pros. And I think we should have some sort of database. I think there is already a countywide database, but I think we should have, like, a local database of, like, hey, this popped up here, the pictures. And that'd be interesting to find out if there is a local database for that. But I saw this on, this is the Route 31 bridge. Seems like some good stuff. And that's a hangout right there underneath there. And, you know, we see it pop up on Viaducts. We saw it pop up at the bus area where we were. If you watch a past show, I was talking about the bus lot where they painted over possible graffiti. Let's just be, we can be vigilant. And I think we could have, like, a community. There seems to be, like, this unwritten rule of, like, just bury it. Don't talk about it. Didn't happen. And we need to get past that. We need to get to the point to where we need to be a village and just talk about it. Be like, hey, I saw this. And, you know, there might be some sort of, like, reporting. Like, we don't want to make it seem like a bad area and not report it. Then you're not really doing any good. So we just need to get past that threshold of just, hey, we're a village. We need to be vigilant. And I just saw some new stuff the other day by 14 and Aldi. It was like that big canvas on that back wall, and they painted it over at once. And there was, like, something small on there too. And yeah, I think we can just, you know, when my kids get older, and if you have kids now, and you say, hey, be home when the streetlights turn on, I'd like to know where this stuff is. I'd like to know who's doing it. I'd like to know that the cops know about it. We need to give the police the tools that they need and the information they need to do their job effectively, and not be afraid to get out of the car, to let them know that they have our support. Yeah, that's my two cents on that. And then I did a recent search. I've been touching on this for a while, but I didn't know the exact date of when District 26 listed Maplewood School for sale. And it said June 1st of 2011. So that kind of made me, that was making me think, like, this has been going on for such a long time. Like, we just need to, we need to figure out what's going on. We need to figure out how we can play nice in the sandbox and get stuff done effectively to where we support everything. It's no mistake. Like, that's why a lot of people are talking about homeschooling their children, is because the adults can't figure it out. So we need to take a look at it and sit down and good things are coming. 2011, that's 21. It's like 14, 15 years of limbo. And then this was a former post by the Northwest Herald. This was when the developers came and proposed that the village already decided on their preferred developer. And we spoke briefly on that yesterday. And then I left a comment on this. I said, the voices of Carrie have entered the chat. And I said, I'm just here talking to myself. I'm like, we gotta, and this is, I think some people have maybe been waiting for this, but we got to take it to the streets, because I can't just do this with this microphone. I want to hear everybody. I want to be able to get asked tough questions. I want to be able to get grilled. I want to be able to get asked, no matter if you want to just say hi, shake my hand, or grill me, it's all welcomed. And that's why today, I have some things here, and I'd like to mention, this platform was never just about me for mayor. This platform was born out of just giving you a voice, because I've seen how I've seen it. That's why I never infiltrate this show with just, you never hear me say like, oh, be sure to do this on this date. That won't happen here. You're smart enough to figure out when you need to do it. This won't happen here. That's not what this is about. So I just wanted to show you a few things I did today. And all the, like, it's going to probably get to the point that, you know, there's folks that don't want me to do this, like don't want me to try to clean stuff up, but I'm gonna do it anyway. And this is my attempt at getting in front of the people and talking with people that need to be heard. So this was my idea, and I welcome criticism or feedback. These are facility rental applications for school. This one's for District 26, Cary Junior High, Deer Path, Briargate, Oak Knoll, Three Oaks, and then the last one will be at the Cary Grove High School in the theater. There's going to be a tour schedule that comes out of when. I wanted to make multiple of them to where we can do a Voices Carry live, maybe, and have some fun and talk, take questions, just have a good old fashioned, just like sit down and talk and literally everything. And then there was one last one I'm working on. I wanted to have something to where you could have like a family night out. So I'm working on something at the Regal Crystal Lake Showplace. Because I think all of us haven't had a chance to get back to the movies since, and Hollywood is all tipsy-turvy, but it wasn't going to be just for a movie. It was going to be for, I'm trying to get I wanted to do something to where you could bring your family, and I'm a big fan of Mythbusters. Maybe we could have like a showing of Mythbusters, and I'm trying to get the blessing from Discovery Communications to show it. And if not that, something else, just to be able to bring your, invigorate the minds of tomorrow and today. I still enjoy Mythbusters. And if it's not Mythbusters, it can be something else. I want to hear your feedback on this. And let me know what you think. I'll be posting dates for those once those get approved. Those have all been distributed to where they need to be. And I look forward to it. It's really what this whole thing is about, is about just talking. Talking as a community. And no matter how things turn out, I'm happy with what has happened here. And there's still a lot more fun to come. Even with the family, I try to do things weekly, every weekday. I broadcast live on X, Rumble, YouTube, Facebook, and Twitch. And then for those of you that don't like to see my face for radio, there's an RSS feed that goes out to wherever you get your podcasts. And I enjoy every minute of it. Yeah, the voices of Carrie have entered the chat, and I look forward to hearing from you. Thank you for joining me today for Voices Carrie Live. Email me at voicescarrie@proton.me. That's voicescarrie@proton.me, or just comment. I see your comments. I appreciate all of them, and I look forward to seeing you tomorrow on Voices Carrie Live. Have a wonderful evening.
You're confirmed at T-minus 10 seconds.
In counting, 10, 9, 8... 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Reach for the sky.
Huh?
This town ain't big enough for the two of us.
What?
Somebody's poisoned the water hole.
It's busted.
Who are you calling busted, Buster? That's right. I'm talking to you, Sid Phillips. We don't like being blown up, Sid. Or smashed, or ripped apart.
We?
That's right, your toys.
Play nice.